It's actually leveraging social media and allowing people from where they live at home and to be able to give input on different decisions and different things that happen within the school life without them having to physically be there. And so with the thought exchange process, what we did is we asked parents, family members, community members, and students, and everybody has the opportunity to participate, you know, what type of training should we be providing for our parents so that they are better equipped with dealing with today's generation of students that are there? We were very excited. We had over almost 320 adults that participated and over 700 students that participated in this particular survey. When we looked at our results, adults felt real strongly about having more information about how to support kids with mental health issues, their academic needs, and bullying and harassment. The students, their top choices were bullying and harassment, getting ready for college and post-secondary readiness, and mental health. So you can kind of see a trend there with what they thought. Other things that kids thought parents and family members should be more aware of would be the issue dealing with cyberbullying, depression and anxiety, and just positive relationship building. How do you talk to your teen? How do you interact with them in a positive way? And then other things that students thought would be important to learn in school that maybe they're not getting enough of would be about life skills. And they actually use the term taxes, babies, and cars. So how to deal with all of those things. Character development and more opportunities for volunteering, and again, bullying and harassment. So parents also gave us information that, you know, during the week on weeknights would be easier for them to attend this type of thing. We started this past fall with what was called Rise Above training. And so then the next step for us will be getting together with the administrators and our school staffs and determining what type of training should be offered then next fall. So very excited about the possibility of where this is going to take us.
So actually you're using this type of input.
Definitely. And you know, the big thing was is we are all very busy and people live very busy lives, but it's easy enough for us to be a presence online. And so if it's easy enough to be a presence online, taking 5 minutes to fill out a survey to give us input, to give us direction, I think is exactly where we need to be.
And so it probably helps people then to feel good, because sometimes if you get input and nothing happens with it, then the next time you're a little maybe not as eager to put that input. But if you're using it, that probably reinforces that it's a good thing.
Well, and just for example, you know, last spring we had asked with the PEPL money what that money should be used for as far as future facilities goes. And the number one priority was to renovate the S-wing at Clinton High School. And so this summer that's actually going to start by replacing windows in that part of the building. So that input has been used, so it's shown that we do use all of this information.